الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويسألونك عن الروح، قل الروح من أمر ربي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. The importance and the value of the ruh, the soul, we should realize and we should think about it. We normally don't think, we think about our body more. Our body, our lives are made up of two things, the body and the ruh, the soul. Normally, because the body is in front of us, for us as Muslims also, we consider more the body. And for non-Muslims, they don't even think of the soul. They only think of the body and the welfare, the goodness of the body. And that is essential also. And today every endeavor is made to save a life. But to save a soul, and to save a soul from Jahannam, what a great thing that is. But our minds don't go that way, even as Muslims. And even, unfortunately, like learned people also, our mind today, and all this is usually what we are connected with. Today we are following the media, we are looking up on the internet, this, that, only about this dunya, about the body, about our physical self. So everyone's concern is about that. And that is right. It is an amanat, our body. We must look after it. We have to see to our health. But much more important is the soul. Our body, and that is also miraculous how Allah made it. Nobody made himself. No parents made their children. Who can, just by having sexual relationships with one's wife, and the drop of sperm that is transferred, how can that make this body? In the small womb of the mother, how Allah Ta'ala makes that body, and from stage to stage, how Allah makes the eyes, the brains, the heart, the nerves in the body, the digestive system in the body, the stomach, the joints, the legs. It's innumerable in one human being, which is the Alam-e-Azghar. It's a small world, this one human being. Is a small world where everything of the world is in this one human being. And to see Allah and know Allah, we just have to see ourselves, how Allah made us. So it is only Allah who made this body. And this body gets made in about 4 months, 10 days roughly in the womb of the mother. After that, a much more greater thing happens when Allah puts his hukam, the ruh, into that body. And now this whole body starts functioning. Till then the body doesn't function. The eyes are made, heart is made, but it can't see, it does not function. When the ruh comes, then it starts functioning. And this then, for another about 5 months or so, that person now with the body and the ruh is in the womb of the mother. After that, the child is born. It comes into this world. Then it lives in this world every 60 to 70 years. And then the ruh goes off. The body is there. A person, for example, has become sick, he's ill, he's in a hospital, he's in ICU. They have put all machines on him, ventilators and all other machines to monitor his heart, to monitor his mind, his kidneys, everything. And all are fully engaged in watching him, watching the machines, attending to him, seeing to this, seeing to that, as long as the ruh is in the body. As soon as the ruh leaves the body, then finished. All the machines are pulled out. Now all the doctors, nurses who are running around there, nobody is now. Now he has to go for whatever post-mortem or whatever else they want to do. But once the ruh is gone out, and the ruh carries on its life. The ruh doesn't come to an end. And then in the qabr, life is there. On the day of Qiyamah, there is life. And then eternal life will be in Jannah. May Allah grant us all. And may Allah protect us if it is to be Jahannam and a person has to go forever. What will be that life? So the ruh is much more important, and we have to also understand this is a muzakara for myself, for all of us, that where we worried about, the world is worried about the body, and rightfully so, no problem with that. We have got no problem with that. But we have to pay more attention to the ruh and worry about our ruh. And so the body, the medication for the body, the food for the body, the comfort, house, car, all the things for the body, that we are all working for. But the ruh and the essentials of the ruh, today we as Muslims also are not really concerned about it. Our mind is also only on the body. And our like learned people also, more we are worried of the body. Whereas we should be guiding the people of the world, helping them, telling them, you people don't know about these things. This is more important about the life of the ruh. And that we have to work on our ruh and the food of the ruh and the medicine of the ruh. That has to be also seen to, and seen much more to. So that is our duty, and we have to try and inform people, make us ourselves aware, our families, everyone. Wherever discussion is taking place today, mostly it is about conspiracy theories, and just wasting our time on that. And perhaps some people, the disease has been diagnosed wrongly, and then the medication is also the wrong medication that is being given. So we find the disease just increasing all the time. The real thing is disobedience of Allah. We are destroying our ruh. We are damaging our ruh. We are complete destruction of the ruh is taking place. So then how can the body be functioning properly? So if we, Allah has given us that knowledge, and especially the ulama of the ummah, that in the Quran Sharif Allah has given us the knowledge of the ruh and the food of the ruh, the medicine of the ruh, the comfort of the ruh, the journey of the ruh. So we have to pay attention to that and try be conscious of it ourselves, make others also aware that this medicine has to come into our lives. So Allah make us aware, and that we work on our ruh more. Body, no problem, that is on its place, that's also an amanat. But the ruh, we have to work much more. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand this, and then to make practical effort on the ruh, and the food, and the nourishment, and the medication, and the comfort of the ruh. We worry much more about that. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.